Emma Arnold from Hengoed is taking part in RNIB's Marathon Mates and began her story by telling me about her sight loss.
I lost my sight when I was 18 years old. I started having black spots in my eye, which progressively got worse. I went to the opticians and they referred me to the Heath Hospital straight away. After investigation, they discovered that I'd had a blood clot behind my eye and that my sight would get worse and then I would lose the sight completely. It was a bit of a shock, really. First of all, you know, I was going through the motions of going to the hospital. They don't know why I'd had the blood clot. At the time, there was no history of clots in my family. I had blood tests just to try and discover why I'd had the blood clot in the first place. Through losing the sight and having the blood clot, it led to me having glaucoma. It was the July I lost the sight in my eye. And I started having, the only thing I can describe is like when you throw a stone into like the pond. So every time I closed my eye, it was like ripples effect in my eye. And that was the pressure, apparently. So it was around about the October time, you know, I started suffering with sort of like an ache in my eye sort of thing. And it was Halloween. I remember waking early hours of the night in excruciating pain. I discovered that the pressure in my eye was 58, whereas the normal pressure of an eye was 20. I was immediately put on a drip after, you know, being rushed to the hospital. So they managed to bring the pressure down. But then for, oh gosh, quite a few years afterwards, you know, I suffered then with, you know, the constant up and down of the pressure and started having like the tablet, try and keep the pressure down, endless amounts of drops because of the glaucoma. That really had a knock-on effect on my mental health as well, you know. So it wasn't just the fact that, you know, I was grieving because I'd lost the sight, the constant worry of having the pain, and quite a traumatic experience. Well, I was discharged from the Heath Hospital 5 years ago, after quite a period of my eye being settled. So since then, you know, touch wood, I haven't had any problems. Definitely made me stronger in myself, you know, and I do believe things happen for a reason. 2 years after I'd lost the sight in my eye, I initially had counselling through my GP. But, you know, as I said, with the pressure in my eye, you know, going up and down, I was really scared of having that kind of pain. I was taking the paracetamol every 4 hours because I was so afraid of having that pain again. I reached out to RNIB and I had a counsellor, and she really helped me through that process of understanding why I'd lost the sight in my eye. You know, trying to think of a way to give back to RNIB for helping me so much. I came across the Marathon Mate and I've roped my good friend Nadine and my colleague into doing the Marathon Mates with me. Nadine is a single mother, so we'll be doing it at different times during the day, but we will be doing sort of half a mile each. She likes to take the dog for a walk in the morning, so she possibly will be doing that half a mile before work, and I'll be doing mine sort of in the evening. So we'll be, you know, taking turns that way. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. I'm not a runner at all, you know, so I will try my best to sort of maybe run or jog, but, you know, I definitely will be walking throughout this challenge, be taking the dog with me. My goal is £150, and we've already raised £109 so far, haven't even started yet. We have a Just Giving page, and it's called Emma and Nadine, my story and the reason why I want to give back to RNIB is on there also.
Emma Arnold, who, along with her friend Nadine, is taking part in RNIB's Marathon Mates. For further information, go to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk.